The Old Testament book of Judges on tonight. God is kind, isn't he kind? Judges, the fourth chapter. I want us to look at chapter 4, beginning at verse 19. Judges chapter 4, beginning with chapter 19. And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, gave him drink, and covered him. And again he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say, no. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursues his error, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. And so God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. We'll talk tonight as God should guide dying in a safe place. Dying in a safe place. The biblical narratives have always held a wonderful fascination for me, in that the writer spared no literary energy in describing events in a graphic way, to the end that one could literally, as you read the text, really get a sense of the environment and the atmosphere in which the events took place. It was during a time in the life of Israel when Israel had sinned and done evil in the sight of Yahweh. And because of their disobedience and their sin, God allowed them to be sold into slavery. There came a time when there were judges. At that time, there were judges who were ruling and reigning in Israel. And among those judges was a woman by the name of Deborah, one of the finest and wisest judges in all of Israel. Let no one tell you that Israel was a chauvinistic society. Nothing is further from the truth. For Deborah exemplifies or embodies what real leadership looks like, even in the female gender. She summons in Sisera and says to him, the Lord has decreed that you and Israel would go to war against Sisera. Barak said to Deborah, I will not go to war unless you accompany me on the battlefield. He began to cow to the responsibility of going forth in military might, in spite of the fact he had just got a rhema word from God depicting to him how the battle would both commence and come out. Yet in fear, he stands before Deborah, Barak, and says to her, the only way I will engage in warfare if you accompany me. She then responds to Barak by saying, all right, I will go with you into battle. Thank God for women who know how to lead and don't mind leading. Sometimes the man is so weak and no good, you got to have a strong woman to carry us through. I shudder to think what would have happened to many slaves had not Harriet Tubman stepped up to the plate with rifle in hand and righteousness in her heart. Are y'all getting quiet on me? At least you sisters ought to be shouting with me. There's nothing more embarrassing than have a weak back, chicken back man who won't stand up by himself, who's willing to hide behind a woman. And this is exactly what Barak suggested. Let me go with you. You go with me, because I ain't going by myself. But nonetheless, he makes his way with Deborah to the battlefield. But Deborah warns him, I want you to understand, if I go with you, she didn't say if we get victory, because she was sure in her faith that God had already given her the revelation. She said, when we win the battle, you will not get any credit for it, but the credit will go to me. And it's going to go down into the annals of the time that a woman, Lord, thank you, brought Israel out in victory. Y'all might as well get with this text, because it's in the Bible. I didn't write it. I didn't make it up. It was here when I got here. I just read it. And I felt bad for the brother Barak. And the Bible says that Deborah said to Barak, because God has already given you the battle. And when God has already given you the battle, all you need to do is just show up. You ought to tell your neighbor, it's time for you to show up for some of these battles. Stop hiding behind somebody else. When God has said that the victory is yours, when God has said you're more than a conqueror, show up. Even if you don't have any skill, show up. If you don't have armies and chariots and iron chariots and horses, show up. You ought to show up just because God said the battle is already yours. The reason why Barak had the battle, had the victory, because the battle was not his to fight no how. The battle was the Lord. You see, it was God who had ordained that Israel be sold into captivity. And so it was God who had to release them from the oppressive threat of the enemy. And I'm here to tell you, my God can reverse anything he sets in motion. There's nothing that God can set in motion that he can't call it back unto himself. You ought to give him praise, because there's some stuff in my life that I had at one time to ask God, can you please take it back? Because I can't handle it. I can't handle that. There's some punishment that God will put on you, some chastisement that God will allow to come your way. But if he don't reverse it, my God, I shudder to think where we will spend our eternal destination. But thank God, we have a God who repents. Come on, give him glory. All throughout scripture, you read where it repented the Lord that he did thus and so. And whenever God repents or God changes his mind, especially in your favor, at least you ought to do is show up. The only reason why I'm standing behind this pulpit tonight is because God changed his mind about humanity. And instead of listening to justice, he heard mercy out. Justice said, kill every last one of them. Justice said, turn your back on every last one of them. But the mercy said, no, God, we got a better plan than killing them. We got a better plan than taking them out. And there comes the Son of God standing up at the triune table saying, if you get me a body, I'll go down and I'll redeem every last one of those rascals, and I'll make them worthy to praise you. I'll make them worthy to worship you. I'll cause them to bring you great delight and desire. Somebody ought to thank God for Jesus standing up saying, if you prepare me a body, I'll go down and redeem Earl Gillian. God said, the battle is mine, but the victory is yours. All you have to do is show up. Never mind the fact that you might be outnumbered, outweighed. That doesn't matter. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And the Bible says when they began to engage in battle, Deborah went with them, along with Barak. And when the battle got hot, And when it looked like the enemy was prevailing, God spoke to nature. And God sent a torrential rainstorm to the end that the waters saturated the ground, to the end that when the chariots of the Canaanites began to make their way, their approach to Israel, the Bible says the chariots got stuck in the mud. When they saw just how great of an army God had raised up among his own people, the chariots began to go in the opposite direction. But yet I hear Deborah saying to Barak, now is the time to pursue your enemy. And it looked like they were going to get away, and as I said, God sent a heavy rainstorm, and the Bible says their chariots and horses got stuck in the mud because the chariots were made of iron, and the weight from the iron caused the chariots to sink in the mud. And by doing that, Israel was able to assume, or should I say, was able to pursue, if you will, their enemies. And they began to take every last one of them out. I'm here to tell you tonight, when God sets you up to win, you are to pursue, if you will, the victory. The victory is already. I don't care what you're going through. You've got to begin to see your adversities and your adversaries through the eyes of God. You got to see your enemy through the eyes of God. You got to see your mountain-like troubles through the eyes of God. When you look at life through the eyes of God and stop looking at life through the eyes of your fear and your frustration and your anxiety and your stress, and allowing other people to tell you what things look like, and go on and let God show you how they really are. You ought to understand today, whenever you look at life through the eyes of God, for the child of God, it spells V-I-C-T-O-R-O-Y. It spells victory. I don't care how dark the night, how dark and dismal the day, when God says victory, you ought to shout glory. When God says victory, you ought to be saying hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, matter of fact, no, tell yourself, it's time for me to win. I'm about to set myself up for victory. Anybody trying to set yourself up, stop setting yourself up for failure and set yourself up for victory. When other people look at you and say, you ain't going to make it, you ain't going to make it, nothing going to come of all your efforts, you tell them the devil is a lie. Because God has never let any man down or woman who's prepared themselves for victory. When you prepare yourself for success, God says, I got to deliver, because you took the faith and the courage to put yourself in a place where you're able to receive what God has for you. And I'm here to tell you, God will always take a risk with a man or a woman who will take a risk for themselves. Every now and then you ought to get a little holy self and say, this risk is for me. Come on, ain't no harm in claiming some stuff for yourself. Every now and then you ought to say, this risk is for me. This risk is for my future. This risk is for my finances. And I don't mean take a risk at the casino. You need to take a risk with God. The casino is a sure loser. That's why they call it one-armed bandit. But when you trust God, little becomes much in the master's hand. Anybody know God can breathe on what you have? Have you ever had God to stretch what you have? He will do it. Well, let's get out of here. He will do it. And so the Bible says, Sisera decided that he would take flight when he saw his chariot was now disabled. He is now immobilized. He is stuck in the mud. So he does the next best thing. He seeks to save his life. And I hear Jesus echoing these words down through the annals of time. He that seeks to save his life will lose his life. But he that lays his life down for my sake shall find it again. Thank God for the word. Sisera began to light down from the chariot. And I imagine he said something like this when he saw the armies of Israel coming after him. Probably he said something to this effect, feet don't fail me now. The Bible says he started running. He started running in the mud because the enemy was in hot pursuit of him in the person of Barak. Barak said, I got to kill Sisera so that he will not get to the place of, if you will, recouping his forces. I got to take the head out. If I get him out, it's a done deal. But the Bible says Sisera made it to what was known as a neutral zone. There in the neutral zone was a woman named Jael, who was Heber's daughter. The Bible says they were neither for the Canaanites or the Israelites. They were in a neutral zone, which was supposed to be a safe place. So Jael has set it up that way. Sisera just knew that when he made it to Jael's house, everything would be all right. But the Bible says that while he was running from the enemy, Jael stood in the tent door looking voluptuous and lovely as usual. She saw Jael coming over the rainy terrain, beckon him to come in to my tent. Jael, the Bible says, turned into the tent of Jael. His first mistake was he made the wrong turn. You're not hearing me. How many times have you and I made the wrong turn? But then not only did he make the wrong turn, he made the wrong entrance. He went into a place that gave the appearance and perception of friendship and neutrality. But yet, in his haste, he failed to realize that this thing could go either way. He took for granted that her hospitality was a clear indication that he had reached a place of refuge. And I want to tell you, every safe place, every place that looks safe is not always safe. Everybody that befriends you cannot always be your friend, because people do certain things for certain reasons. Everybody's got their own personal agenda. Everybody's got their own personal motives. You cannot take some people at face value because they have the unusual gift to smile in your face, while at the same time they set you up for demise. I think the word I'm looking for is called deceitful people. Deceitful people are dirty people. Deceitful people are dangerous people. Deceitful people are dubious people. Deceitful people are treacherous people. Deceitful people are people who camouflage who they really are. Deceitful people will never show you who they are until they get you in a vulnerable position. But thanks be unto God, you and I got a Savior who knows how to look past the false faces of mankind and see the real you and me. But somehow God in his infinite wisdom began to set this one out, and God allowed Jael to have her wicked way, because Sisera has set himself up as an enemy against God. And when you set yourself up as an enemy against God's children, you are setting yourself up as an enemy against God. Thus the prophet prophet Moses cries, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Anybody know the word tonight? Don't you understand, child of God, that you can't be their enemy unless God is their enemy? And those who set themselves up against you can never win, because you are in a win-win situation. If God be for us, come on, Jonathan, if God be for us, who can then be against us? Is there anybody know that God is for you? Anybody know that with God you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Tell your neighbor, I know from whence my help cometh. Is he able tonight, yeah, to make a way for you? And I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to get on God's bad side, because he knows where all of my enemies live. You don't hear me? And I don't want to get to the place where God is against me to the end that I cannot identify who my enemies are, because I need God to whisper in my ear, don't stop here, run a little further. You see, if Sisera would have just ran a little further, Sisera would have saved his own life. But because he fell for the pretty girl, he got in pretty big trouble. You're not hearing me? The Bible says, yes, the Bible says she wooed him in, and he requested of her in the midst of being exhausted, being tired and weary. He said, can you give me a glass of water? She said, I can do better than that. I'll give you a glass of milk. You better listen to me. You better be careful of people who are ready to give you more than what you asked for, because they have a secret plan up their sleeve. You better shout glory. If I ask for water, give me water. If I ask for bread, give me bread. Don't give me cake with chocolate on top. Come on, talk to me. I feel like hollering up here. But thanks be unto God, he gave him some more milk. He drank the milk, and when he drank the milk, he fell asleep. So many brothers have gotten in trouble because you drank the milk when you should have settled for the water. Come on, shout glory. If you drank the water, at least you'll stay awake. If you drank the water, at least you'll stay aware. If you drank the water, at least you won't become deceived. If you drink the water, I feel my holy help coming. If you just drink the water, you'll get refreshed. If you get the water, you'll get restored. If you get the milk, you'll get lulled. If you get the milk, you'll find yourself sleeping when you really don't feel like sleeping. She gave him a sense of false security, because the Bible says she covered him up after she gave him the milk, got him to go to sleep. She covered him up, and the covering ain't nothing but false security to make him feel safe. In order for your enemy to do you in, they got to first get close to you, and then secondly, they got to make you feel comfortable. And once they get you comfortable, they get you compromised. And once they get you compromised, they got you conquered. Come on, shout glory. Yes! Yes! Tell your neighbor, don't you die in JL's house. Tell your neighbor, don't you die in a safe place. Come on, give him glory. The Bible says she tiptoed over to where he was, pulled a tent peg out the tent, got herself a hammer, put it on his head, and whoosh, whoosh, nailed his head to the ground. And that's why so many of us are in trouble, because the devil got your head nailed
fell to the ground. Come on, shout glory. And the Bible says the blood oozed out of his head. Don't lose your head in Jael's house. Yes, is he all right? And when Sis Ara shows up, he doesn't ask for water. He doesn't ask for anything. All he says, have you seen a man? She said, yeah, I seen him. There he is. Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. God is so awesome. He knows how to take out your enemy without you having to lift your hand. But what you don't understand, the reason why Jael was allowed to kill Sisera so Deborah's prophecy could come to pass. She said a woman is going to bring you victory since you too cowardly to go to war yourself. And so now Sisera has to be loyal for the rest of his life to two women, Deborah and, come on here, Jael. Come on, shout glory. Tell your neighbor, you better get your own victory. You better go to war for yourself. You better let go and let God. You better trust God. You better stop hiding behind other people to do your dirty work and man up. Man up. Man up. Man up. On a hill far away, he manned up. He didn't send Matthew. He didn't send John. He didn't send Judas. Jesus manned up. Hallelujah. And because he manned up early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up. He got up. He got up. Yes. Stand up. I'm finished. Come on, shout glory. Lift your hand to heaven. Throw your head back and shout, this victory is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, when I would hang around the Church of God in Christ with Bishop, the late Bishop Frank Ellis, because there's something Baptist folk couldn't give me. They didn't have it. So I had to go get it where I could get it. And they were singing a little song, victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory. Y'all sound like y'all know. Oh, victory. Well, say it like it's yours. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory. Come on, everybody. Oh, victory. Put your hand together. Yeah, victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold, let the Lord fight the battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold, let the Lord. Victory. Come around the altar for prayer. Come on, come on. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine. Reverend Savage, come lead us in prayer. I want you to pray with power. Let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory. Come on, come on. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Come here, Savage. If I hold, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory. Come on. Victory, victory shall be mine.
victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. Oh, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace. Everybody say that name. Victory.
If I hold my peace, I will fight my battle.
Hang it.
Victory.
Victory. Oh, joy. If I hold my peace, let the Lord. Oh, victory shall be mine. Come on, everybody say it. Victory shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. If I hold
my peace,
let the Lord
fight the battle.
Victory. The devil don't like that kind of singing. Oh, love shall be mine. Love shall be mine. If I hold, let the Lord fight my battle. Pray, brother.
Father God, even right now we come to say thank you. We thank you, God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did it. You died on Calvary that we might have a right to eternal life, and we say thank you. Oh God, even right now, bless each and every one that's here this evening. Oh God, even right now, you know what their situation is, God. God, even right now, fix their situation, God. Fix their situation, God. I can't fix it, God, but you can fix it, God. God, even right now, we ask you to fix it, God. 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 Only you can, God. Fix it even right now, God. Fix my home, God. Fix my job, God. Fix my situation, God. Fix it.
Yeah. Fix it.
Oh, God, even right now, God, I ask you to fix it. I can't do it by myself, God, but I know you can do all things but fail. And because of that, God, we say thank you. God, forgive us even right now for our sins, mine, thought, and deeds.
Yeah.
God, we're not all that we want to be, God. But we thank you, God, that we're not all that we used to be, God. So keep working on us, God. Keep fixing, God.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Even right now, God, we ask you to help us, God.
Yes.
And all these things we ask in your name, God.
His name.
You'll give us the victory, God.
Yeah.
In your blood, in your name. And all the church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give them glory. Amen. Yeah, Lord. Victory shall be mine. Well, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Come on, victory. Come on. Go away rejoicing. Victory. Go back to your seat rejoicing. Hallelujah. Victory shall be mine. Well, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory shall be mine. Come on. Victory shall be mine. Yeah. Victory shall be mine. Well, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle.
Victory.
Hey, one more time. Victory. If I hold
my peace,
let the Lord come on.
Victory.
And we clap our hands unto the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Come on. Anybody get blessed tonight? Come on.
Hallelujah.
I speak life over you. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him.
Hallelujah.
Come on and thank him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Yeah. Bless your name.
Thank him tonight.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Bless that name. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless your name. Bless your name.
Yeah, yeah.
We bless your name. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Come on and thank him on tonight, this evening rather.
Hallelujah.
Get your offering in your hand. Stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed. What about you tonight? Are you blessed? Come on, tell your neighbor I'm blessed.